The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
A dumbass amateur.
Judge Alito? Judge Alito starts the show today?
As my Mexican friend said.
What?
Man, they were grilling him today.
Yes.
And I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Thank you, Judge Alito.
But what did they say?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
I know, but
what did they... You said they said something to you. What did they say?
Come on, Judge. Come on.
That hungry. What? We're showing off.
Old.
Oh, that's old as opposed to young.
Yeah. Who's the best?
Old.
Old.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Old.
I apologize for my language.
Very old.
Want another beer?
Very old.
Still old.
Mm-hmm. How about a cigar?
Still old.
How does it taste?
Very old.
You sure you want me to do that?
Old. Still old.
You are a prying, pipsqueaking ass.
Old.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Old.
Where getting you find these Packer Woods?
Younger.
Uh-huh.
Younger.
Uh-huh.
Holy Christmas.
Old.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Old.
This is no cinch like wrestling a few cows.
Young.
Yay.
Young Duke. Now, before we start the show with the traditional fright break,
yes.
And Billy Castle.
Oh, William Castle's back.
I got something special for you.
Oh, good.
In 20-06.
William Castle.
Rob, would you crank the AC a little bit?
You bet.
I mean, literally, would you right now? Thank you very much.
Turn the crank.
There you go. It's unseasonably warm and mild and humid.
It's going to get more so right here in the nation's capital.
It's among ye.
I set it at 56.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. That's what I like, my IQ. Never forget, that's the perfect room temperature, also my IQ.
I thought for 2006, we didn't get the memo, we were going to go the opposite way this year, going to make it like a sauna in here.
I got something for you, Mike.
Okay, what do you got?
Something brand new for 2006.
Sure, I'm ready.
Classic groaners.
Groaners are back!
Say, Mike.
Yes.
Why do you get upset when I say, hi, Mike?
I'm not real sure.
Just being neighborly, you know.
Yeah,
would it kill you to be nice to me?
No, but I don't want to be.
Maybe, just maybe, this is our year.
You and him. Billy Big Voice and you.
You mean Billy Big Voice and I are going to have a year together?
That's what he's saying to you.
That's not happening.
Really?
Not a chance.
Perhaps more.
Perhaps
broke
more?
Back Billy Big Voice. Catch my meaning.
Oh.
And I think you do.
No, you see, you can't
so,
make... Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing? You can't make gay overtones toward me and you know, make that happen that way.
Michael.
What?
MSO.
Yep.
Mr. That? Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
Yes.
He's using all of them, I think.
Mary's little bundle of joy.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. No, he's really
so,
obsessed. Like,
now, for the first time in the year of our Lord 2006, classic groaners. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, still got his eye on you.
Nobody told me we brought those back.
Oh, they're not. It was just a one-time thing.
Okay, they're not back for good. Just,
no. Classic groaners.
Classic
though.
Groaners, okay.
Classic groaners, and then we'll get right to the fright break to start the show.
Very
right.
Good.
What rapper now works at Starbucks?
What rapper?
Sir Mix-a-Latte. Sir Mix-a-Latte.
Yeah. I'm trying to react.
We get it. We just
really,
don't know what
I don't.
To do.
In that particular circumstance,
classic groaners.
For that classic groaner, I believe the only logical response was total stone silence.
I think it needs the voice to sell it.
No.
You mean the Shannon voice?
No.
Drysdale. No.
Hi, Mike.
No, we're not going that deep into it, boy.
I don't know.
No, we're not going that deep.
I think it might help.
What rap group had trouble with Jock Itch?
What rap group?
Yeah, I don't know.
Two Live Crew X. See, there you go.
Is it only two
Hi,
live?
Mike.
Only two live.
It was just a setup for that. And now let's hear from the man with the plan, Billy Castle. Billy. Oops.
Didn't sound like his type of music.
That sounded like Bowling for Soup.
Might have been.
This would be Billy Castle.
Old.
Oh, hi, Billy.
This is the Fright Break.
That's right.
You hear that sound?
Sound.
It's the sound of a heartbeat. A frightened, terrified heart. Is it beating faster than your heart?
Faster. I might.
Slower. This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds.
Here we go.
To allow anyone to leave this theater who is too frightened to see the end
theater.
Of the picture.
Theater.
But we're a brave audience.
Hi, Mike.
10 seconds more, and we go into the house.
Yes.
It's now or never.
We're okay.
Five.
Say it's now.
Four. You're a brave audience.
Thank you.
Two.
Let's start it.
One.
Oh, doesn't he say let's start?
No,
he says let's start.
Three, two, one, and then we go.
Yeah, oh, that's all?
Let's go into the theater.
The house.
Theater.
Oh, God, I don't have an out to get out. Oh, hold on a second.
Hi, Mike.
There you go.
The Don and Mike Show. Woo-hoo-hoo.
There you go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Today we'll start with 1985.
Hello.
Bowling for Soup.
Hello.
Right, Florida.
Damn.
Pull yourself together.
You know what? This is crap.
Yeah.
God, you're ugly. George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you. You're welcome. Oh, yeah, Jerry.
And then I sat and really worked this.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Play these tapes virtually all day, but we should probably take this moment to introduce this guy.
Hi.
Hi.
It's me, Super Duke.
How's your discharge? It's black starry.
Oh, my God, that's dangerous.
That means it's almost ripe.
Looks like the Nike swish.
That might be some kind of pneumonia.
It's a slug.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gay Jail and all the ships at sea. They have the number one radio show in Narnia, Dr. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. Hi there, everybody, and thank you for listening. This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Oh, he wore me out, Don. He just wore me out.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, shut up! A 1-1-1-06.
Hi, Donald. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, Buzz. And he ain't retarded, and you can call us from anywhere in America. What, Mike?
John Norman just peeked his head in.
Why?
Just to wave at me.
Oh.
Hi, Mike.
There he is.
That's John Norman.
Ah. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. If you're listening on Murderer's Row, is that the correct?
That's it. Murderer's Row, the 61 Yankees.
That's right. The greatest lineup.
The dream team.
History of radio, free FM here in Washington, D.C. You can call 202-432-1067. Hold on. You know what? That's a good point because there's an actual guy kind of stopped there in that song.
Yeah.
Right now, the way that our lineup is,
yes.
Gosh, I don't want to blow smoke and make us sound bigger than we are, but at least in relation to what we are, think back to the old Thursday night block on NBC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're Seinfeld.
All right.
Okay. And now, was it Boston Commons?
That was one of them.
One.
The single guy was another one. What was the Brooke Shields one?
Oh, suddenly Susan.
Mm-hmm. What was the Jenny Craig, the fat Jenny Craig, the Kirstie Alley one?
Veronica's Closet.
That's right.
That's
N-E-R.
Right.
NER.
And ER.
That's right.
The aging ER.
And now that Ron and Fez aren't here anymore, we don't have Will and Grace either.
We don't.
No, we don't.
That's
just
Night Court.
Just Seinfeld now.
Yeah, and Howard was Friends.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
And bring back...
If you're listening to us on the internet, oh, we've got a beautiful warm stream.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Let it wash over you. Go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and click on Listen Live, and you'll be able to hear us anywhere on the internet. And if you're calling from an area where you can't use the 877, you can call 800-636-1067. And if you want to contact us with electronic mail, send it during the show to
1985.
Right, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Email at DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and it gets right to us.
Yes.
It's like spits right out of the computer. Make it spit for the captain, and it comes right out.
It's so quick. It's really amazing.
We get you emails. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy New Year, boys.
Right.
Back.
Howdy, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Mike.
Right back at you.
Hey, Mike, how'd you do on your diet over the holidays?
I gained weight.
Really?
I gained about a pound and a half.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but I gained, and I said I was going to lose, and I gained, and I'm mad about it, and I'm not happy. And I ate cobbler today.
I feel your pain.
Oh, that's not going
I
to
did.
Help.
I ate cobbler. Hi, Carla. I ate cobbler today.
Cobbler is
grabbing sugar-free doesn't help either.
Yes.
Hey, get out of here.
I ate cobbler.
Listen, no offense. Cobbler is really fat guy food.
It is. It sounds fat, doesn't it?
That's what I mean. Could you just,
I ate cobbler.
You should have said
it was real homemade cobbler.
You should have said, like, pie.
There was pie on the menu, but I went for the cobbler.
Sure.
Yeah, but you should have Cobbler's said...
All, I, and I had a scoop of ice cream with it. I had a scoop of ice cream on top.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
It was just yummy.
Hello there. Oh, is the phone working? You know, this thing is locked up. Just like Mary and Barry. Locked up. And listen, please, leave the driving to us. Yes, I promise. A BlackBerry coming up very soon.
Very good. Probably check in.
Yep. Let me see if this thing's working.
Is it frozen?
Yep.
Is it froze good?
It froze up.
Hmm.
It froze up.
Do you know why it froze up?
It froze up just like some girls freeze up.
Yeah. No, it froze up because the Billy Big Boys.
Is that it?
Hi, Mike.
See, that's why it froze up.
No, that wouldn't do it. That's absurd.
Oh, it's working now.
Go.
See?
There you go. Now it unfroze.
I melted it.
Hold on. No, now it's frozen again.
Yeah, but it's better because it's frozen on.
Yeah, but no. It's... Come on. What did you do?
Try now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Where every phone call is an adventure.
Hi, Mike. So,
second call. Bring it on.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
How much weight did you really lose over Christmas vacation?
Well, did you listen to the previous caller, or were you not paying attention?
No, I did, but I was just hoping you were kidding. Maybe you lost like 10 or 15?
No, I did not.
No?
No.
Like 5 or 1?
No, I did. Mike said
I gained about a pound and a half, a little under 2 pounds.
So you put on like 15, you really mean?
No. Which way? You got to have it one way or the
Mike
other.
Mike has been very honest about
this. This is what Billy Big Voice is doing to me today.
Hi, Mike.
Why did I even get out of the F?
Mike!
Mike's been very honest about this. He gained a pound or so, had some cobbler today.
A pound or so equals like 15, 16 pounds. I know how it works.
No. I have to hang up on you. Yeah. And that, you are beyond reproach on that.
Totally honest. Well, I'm not, I think I was pretty adamant about the fact that I was going to lose on the vacation, and I didn't lose.
Yeah, but what I mean is...
And then I even got back to it like at the beginning of the week, and then I blew it today. I mean, I've eaten like 9 great meals. Two, staying on the old Weight Watchers thing, and then today, you know, there it was.
Yeah, the cobbler.
The cobbler.
With the ice cream.
The cobbler. No, it wasn't the cobbler with the ice cream, Buzz. That was a little addition that I put on it today.
I see.
Yeah.
It's a nice
It was cobbler. I mean, I didn't want just to eat the cobbler by itself.
No, too much flour.
Is it apple?
Raspberry.
Raspberry.
Yeah, raspberry.
Out of season.
Yeah, well, they were there. I think there were raspberries in there.
They're good for you.
Maybe blackberry.
Could be.
Also good for you.
Blackberry. I'm not kidding about that either.
Okay, but just keep that in your pants.
But I'm not. I mean, I was saying it was blackberry cobbler, and I wasn't making a joke. It was really blackberry cobbler. I'm not doing anything wrong, Don.
What a. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey,
please, for the love of Christ, who died for your sins specifically, turn down your radio.
Absolutely. Hey, hi, Mike.
What? What do you want?
So Mike gained a pound?
And a half.
Oh, you're a badass. Come on, Mike. You can do better than that, buddy.
What, you could have gained more?
He has no comment on that.
No, I don't.
Don't get mad.
No, I'm fine. I'm great.
I don't mean don't get mad at the callers. I mean, don't get mad.
Hi, Mike.
Well, you got your desired result. You have what you wanted now.
No, I didn't
the
want
the mocking
that.
Tone of hi, Mike, which results now. In these calls.
No,
that's why I hate the hi, Mike.
This
it is
like
condescending. This, it is derogatory, is like, and it's from Harry Potter lover.
This is like this is like listening to the Nixon tapes. They when to hear you describe,
welcome aboard, Norman.
To hear your level of paranoia about a simple greeting.
Yeah, there's no mocking.
That's
I believe
Mike.
My paranoia now 1,000%. Get out of here. 1,000%.
Who is that, John?
John. 1,000% justified. Hey, hi, Mike. How much weight did you lose? See? That's the tone. It's the tone of the hi, Mike. There it
hi,
is.
Hi, Mike.
There it is.
All right. Make one for me then, John. Make one for me. I'll play it. I don't mind.
Yeah, you can take it.
I love the spotlight.
You're thick-skinned.
It's not mocking.
Give it. Shut up, Buzz.
Okay.
It is mocking.
Hold on. I'm going to call back to John. I'll get one made for myself right now. I'm going to the production room and do it.
You know what I consider that? And you know why? Did you hear the other thing? Michael, that was put in there. I mean, are you trying to pull a fast one on me here?
Okay. I wrote that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like the part about hello, Michael.
Yes.
And Mary's little boy.
Right.
Yeah, I know that you don't like being called Michael.
Right. And you know I don't like the hi, Mike. I
but
told you that.
But
I came out and
told
you.
Though.
And then it begets this and it begets
hi,
that.
Mike.
Just like the Bible.
It doesn't beget
just
anything.
Like
it
the
doesn't
Bible.
Beget
sure it does.
Hello. Hey, is that you, Muppet?
Huh?
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Howdy.
That's my new name for Joe. Joe's like a living Muppet, I've decided.
I'm growing my hair.
Would you tell John to get his butt in the room and make me one of those, please?
Sure. He just did it.
Done. Okay, very good.
Done.
On the way.
All right, bring it on in.
Good day.
Okay, good day.
Now, what are you going to do? You're gonna play it. It's going to say, hi, Don, and you're going to look at me and go, see?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I thought I'd give everybody a preview of what we're going to hear. And you're going to look at me and go, see, what's the big deal?
Really, what is
that's going to be the big deal?
Really, what is,
you're not me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was wondering when Subway starts serving cobbler.
What?
You're wondering what?
When did Subway start serving cobbler?
I had no idea this many people were monitoring my dietary needs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Subway
hi,
cobbler.
Hi,
Jared's new Subway cobbler.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a call of support to Mike and keep up the good fight. I know you're doing really great and you're trying real hard, but I just thought...
You just thought what? Hello?
Sir? Cobbler.
I just heard cobbler. I heard cobbler.
What, the phone?
It was
phone?
Some terrible, like, some sunspot, and then he dropped out, and then at the end it was cobbler.
Cobbler.
Okay. Hey, the cobbler, everything else, I stand by. Cobbler, I bring that upon myself. Cobbler with a scoop of vanilla.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And you did bring up your weight before we went on vacation.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think that has anything to do.
And I let myself down. So that old motivator, you know, using the radio to motivate myself, not really working.
But I don't think it has anything to do with the beloved Hi Mike tape.
What, the yes, it does.
No, see, okay, you want to know what I think? Here's what I think. I think it has to do with your hatred of the groaners. Mm. You associate the voice with the groaners.
Now, that might be reasonable.
Now, the groaners
that
are gone.
That might be true. Is that where it all came from?
The groaners are gone.
Yeah.
But I want you to learn to love.
Hi, Mike.
I mean, we went through so many phases
I can do that.
With him.
I can work on it. I can come along. I can try. I think I got a lot out of my system by yelling at Billy Big Voice.
He likes you.
I know he does.
Billy Big Voice.
I know he does.
Rob, don't we have back there some of the tapes where he's professed his love for Mike?
Yeah.
Did we save those?
Yeah, but it's Brokeback Mountain love. It's
yeah.
you know
yeah
it's,
of course
it's you know I'm not a homophobe but it's not my
of course
kind of love.
It's faggy love.
Being a practicing heterosexual, I it's not my kind of love.
It's a
sexual type of love. It's the man love that is really you know that happens on that mountain.
That's all right, hold on. Let's see what this one is. This is an old one.
Wow, that is.
I'm back.
See, teasing.
Hi, Don.
Yep. Hi there.
Hello, Rob.
Right. Here
greetings,
we go.
Buzz.
Here, I'm going to get a Michael here.
Dear sweet Michael.
Yep.
See?
Oh, how I've missed you. Oh, Mara. Hey, Arlinger.
you, Joe. The weekend's here. Have my can of beer. Big voice out. Hey, now.
See? Likes you.
Always has.
See, did we had that? Do we have another one in the archives, or is that the only one we've got?
I had no idea we had this many of them.
I didn't.
Paper ready.
It's a year
Trying
ago.
Trying to find the common thread in Groaners 1, 3, and 5.
Does have any dust
Wall
on them?
Numbers 2 and 4.
It's a year ago.
You know what? Forget it. I thought that I could get it going for you today. But, Michael, I'm just not feeling you today, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a money vibe off Don and Rob. And
of course.
Even Buzz has got it going
yes.
on for
yes.
a good-looking
See?
Monday.
There you go.
Mike,
you don't like me.
It just feels wrong.
Right.
He knows
so
you hate
it does.
No
it feels
today.
Wrong.
My acupuncturist said that I need to be true to myself. So, again, to restate my feelings from Friday, f*** you.
That was
I will not be back today, so take some time and think about what you've done.
He was hurt.
Oh, well, that's
there it is.
He was mad
there
at
There it
then.
Is. Yeah, and that sums up Billy Big Voice and me. That's the real Billy Big Voice
Hello.
We just got there.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
I rest my case.
Hello.
Billy Big Voice. Mike, I just want you to know that if you spend a couple of nights with me, you'll lose those couple of pounds real quick.
That's a little, right, you know, that's a little
here.
Saw, too.
Get
that's what that
here.
Is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike, so you had some cobbler?
Yes,
some,
I did.
Some cobbler doogie?
Cobbler doogaga.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever sucked the filling out of a cobbler and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
No, I had vanilla on top of the cobbler.
Okay.
Stand by that. It was delicious. It was very, very yummy. Yeah.
Hey, hey, it's good to be back. Mike, I know how happy it makes you when I say hello to you.
He's always known.
He's known. This yeah. is an adversarial relationship.
Okay.
It cannot be anything but. I think
right.
everybody understands that now.
All right, let's just turn things away for a second, please.
I know, I can't find the tape, but I know at least once he asked you to marry him.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you couldn't. I'm so sorry you couldn't find that with the other 50 you had back on the wall.
Should I keep looking?
Well, I'm sure they're there because I know
you should.
Saved them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll find it.
Okay. Very good. I got to tell you. First, this is why you tip your garbage man.
Yes.
This is why you tip your mailman, right. why you tip your recycler guys.
Okay.
This is proof. Now, like everybody in the freaking world, I got the Christmas tree taken down this year. Mm-hmm. Big, gigantic, 9-foot tree.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful tree.
Okay, all right. I bought it from Rob's grandfather. But, mm-hmm. It was, yes, a beautiful tree.
Thank you.
Very nice. We can now stop that. So anyway, I dragged the thing down to the end of the street.
Right.
And I'm waiting for the garbage guys to pick it up.
Right.
And my neighbor comes down and she says, oh, I noticed that you've got your tree out. Are they picking them up? And I said, well, I'm assuming that they aren't. She said, oh, I'm going to pull mine out, too. So on my street now, today you had 4 or 5 different Christmas trees that were down by the curb.
Right.
Guess who was the only one who had the tree taken away? That would you. Be me. I'm very, very rarely am I the golden boy, the lucky guy.
Mr. Generous.
And you think it's because of the gratuities?
Listen, I'm positive. I am absolutely positive because this year, normally I just give these guys some cash.
Yeah.
This year I got them the $50 Best Buy gift cards.
Okay.
Nice. There's like three of the guys that drive on the truck together. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't get tipped by
would
anybody.
Would you do hand them to them personally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Didn't I ask you how to do it, though?
Yeah, and if you can't do that, then what you do, you do what I told you to do.
And I did what you told me to do.
You tape it to the garbage can that says, you know, for my friends at...
I did that. I did that, and somebody stole the tip this year. I put out a very generous tip for the three guys on the crew, and I put it out just minutes before they came, but apparently some supervisor, some other guy in a truck, you know, who works with them, came along and snatched it up front. I don't know if my guys ever got their tip or not.
And I have no idea of knowing, because I am never home when those guys come by, so I won't know whether they...
Right.
I'm not sure how they would acknowledge whether they got the tip or not.
What I do is I tape a note to the trash can and then tape it to the inside of our storm door.
That's smart.
Because then, you know, no one's going to be gutsy enough to go up to the door.
Listen, that's what
I'll
do.
Here's the point, though. The point is, I'm positive that they didn't take everybody's Christmas tree, and it just happens that when they got to mine...
It's a very generous tip.
They didn't have room for any other ones.
Right.
You know, and I love that today. And I, the neighbor who I was talking to earlier, I saw her later as I was leaving and coming into work, and she said, oh, yeah, you know, she was out getting her mail, and I stopped and I said, how you doing? They rolled the window down. She said, oh, look, they didn't take my tree. I said... You know why? I keep telling you, you got to tip these guys.
I'd really love to find out, because we have four on the crew. I've noticed that when the one time I saw them, we have four. So I didn't put it in an envelope. What I did was I taped the dollar into the inside of the trash can, and I hope that they got
it.
And I hope that they had changed to divide it.
I think that that's where the whole tipping these guys around the holidays, you get it paid back to you, and right there's the first payback that I've gotten.
Are you ready for a tipping story?
Sure.
From this morning?
Yes.
I got tickets to take my kids to a show this weekend, had them overnighted, and the FedEx guy came by, and I said, hold on a second, and I went back, and I gave him a tip. I said, I know we don't see a lot of each other, but I know you've delivered a lot of stuff during the year, and I didn't hit you at Christmas time.
Right.
Here you are for that.
That's good.
And he seemed very, very delighted.
See, I also
got a note from the mailman that said, thank you very much for the tip.
Mm-hmm. I do not tip the FedEx or UPS guy.
They run too fast.
Okay.
So I think it's their job. I mean, you know, it's their job to get the stuff. Like, the mail people, you know, the mailman, for instance, he's the one man who can ruin your life if he really wants to.
Already has.
So I took care of my mailman up front. My Washington Post guy, he's got this thing where he'll put a Christmas card inside your mailbox that says from your Washington Post carrier, and it's got his name and his address inside.
Some trash guys do that now,
indicating that he wants something back. And I was more than happy to throw a couple of sawbucks in there and send him some dough. Here's the thing, though. I don't know if the guy's listening to the show or not right now. Probably not. Why would my paper boy? Excuse me, paper man.
Yes.
Why would my paper man with his big, gigantic station wagon with the wood paneling on the side?
No, they all have those.
And what a cheering gig that is, you know, to be at that point in life. Although I'm sure not my guy, but just in general, to be in your late 50s, early 60s, and your job is to just drive around and toss newspapers.
It's true.
Someday. That's true.
I think it's better than working at Wendy's.
I don't think I got my paper guy.
Well, anyway, I'm pissed at mine because I'm an early riser.
Yeah.
And God damn it, I want the newspaper. If I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning, if you're going to be so upfront as to put a Christmas card in my mailbox,
that's right,
with your envelope saying you want a tip, I'll be glad to tip you. Mm-hmm. Just get me the goddamn newspaper. And here's the thing, it's my guy, because there are some mornings like today, and I try not to be a dick about this, because it's not a big deal, really. But I get up at 6. I do my stuff. I come downstairs. 6:15, the paper's not there. Mm. It's like, you know, I gotta have the paper when I'm having my coffee and getting everything set. So what I do is, now I'm on a quest. I get in the car, And I drive up to the end of the street because I want to see if anybody else has gotten their newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody on my street's gotten their newspaper. So I make a left-hand turn and a right-hand turn, and I go into this other little subdivision area, and I notice that, you know, the paper fairy has been there because all of their papers are out. Everybody's got, you know, and some of them I see the different, the Washington Times, the Wall Street Journal, and, you know, the local papers and everything. I don't know what my guy's doing. So listen, here's the point, if you're listening out there, and I hope you are.
Anybody out there listening?
Get me the paper before sunrise.
Yes.
Okay? The paper must be at the end of the driveway, 6 a.m. at the very latest.
You're right.
And also, on Sunday, I realize that there's nothing that I can do about the fact that you want to give me Parade magazine and give me the comics and give me all the ads on Saturday. That's not your choice. That's a corporate choice. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But just because people sleep in on Sunday doesn't mean that I think 9 a.m. is an acceptable time to get my freaking newspaper on Sunday morning.
Wow, that is too late.
Okay? So get your hat out.
So did he get a tip at all?
Yeah. That's why. That's what I'm talking about, this guy. Get your head out of your butt and do like the garbage guys did. You know, give me some of that white glove service for that big tip I laid on your ass.
I hope I get some acknowledgement from the garbage guys.
Now, I hope tomorrow I don't get, like, my newspaper on fire down at the end of the driveway.
No, you'll have a nice BM style section.
That's what I'm saying. That I go down and go,
hey, what's this? I have the local dog put on, you know, in the reliable source column.
Because,
oh my God, that's not a brownie.
Because it's one of those things that sometimes, I don't know why it pisses me off when the newspaper is not there when I'm awake.
It's supposed to be.
And I think it should be.
Well, yeah. Especially in this area where a lot of people have to literally head out of their driveways at 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
You should be getting it.
And it's like sometimes I'll be outside with the dog. And I can hear a car coming down the street, and I know that it's him, and it's at that moment that I pussy out, and that rather than stand at the edge of my driveway as he comes by to toss it at the driveway, and actually say to him something like, 6:25, a little late, don't you think? You know what I do?
What?
I go and hide up by the garage.
Yeah. But I get that, though.
Because, you know, I mean, in real life, I don't have the balls to yell at the guy to say, give me the freaking newspaper. But it's just, I see on one hand how the tipping paid off because the garbage guys took care of the Christmas tree.
Right.
On the other hand,
status quo.
Washington Post guy, you get the paper there on time.
Yeah.
Just give me the newspaper.
6 o'clock, you know. So what time do you average getting it? Like 6:30 or 7 o'clock or?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I mean, sometimes he's very, very early.
God, I get mine like 4:30.
Oh, I wish.
So I get a lot of time. Most of the times I get it coming in at night.
Bring it in with you.
I do.
And as it turns out, this morning, while I was, after I dragged the Christmas tree down to the end of the cul-de-sac there, right, when I was waiting for the newspaper, I was kind of walking around with my dogs, and I live in the big, foresty area, lots of trees, lots of, out in the middle of nowhere, and my German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, was going just nuts. I could hear him in the woods just going crazy barking.
Wow.
And he's always barking at deer and squirrel and everything else. So I do the thing with, you know, come on, Klink. And I got to give him the old, you know, Klink, come.
From school.
And then I hear him trampling through the woods. And he comes running up. Now, I believe that dogs can smile.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that dogs are more in tune with our senses than we know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's bounding up out of the woods, and he's happy. For whatever reason, he's happy and he's proud. He's strutting. I see as he's getting closer and coming up the driveway that he's got something hanging out of his mouth.
Mm.
And I go, come on. Come on, good boy. Come on. Meanwhile, the other one, the little one, is just standing right next to me. And as Clint gets closer, the little dog, the terrier Max, starts going crazy, like, like flipped out, mad, something.
He's,
I don't know,
excited now.
As Colonel Clint gets closer, this is the God's truth. What he has is, it's like a scene out of Goodfellas. He has an actual deer leg. The
wow.
Leg of a deer.
A whole leg.
Including the hoof. Now, I don't know if he went. I don't know if he went down and chewed this leg off a deer carcass, or what. But he was just as proud as he could be of this thing.
Probably found it off a dead deer.
And he was just digging in like it was a T-bone, and he's looking at me. He lays down on the ground, and he gets this thing between his front paws, and right by where the hoof is, right by where, like, the toenails are on this deer, he just starts doing some of this.
Good eating.
And he's making these noises like...
He's digging it.
Like this, you know, the,
he's digging
like
it.
Like we do with steak.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at this, and I mean,
just the thought of disease going through your head.
I'm thinking, you know, I understand that my dog's mouths go a lot of places that I don't want to know about.
Sure.
And I'll forget about this in time, and I'll come home from work, and I'll let him kiss my face and everything.
Right.
But right, I'm looking.
You want to give him a good brushing after that, though.
So here's the thing. I think I got to get rid of this. So I go inside. And I get some CSI gloves, okay?
Right?
Because I don't want to touch this thing with my hands.
That's why.
So what I do is I say to him, "Come on, inside," and he picks up this, and the leg incidentally is just flopping around. Okay?
Did it look fresh or did it look pretty old?
Withered.
It looked kind of fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's flopping around. You know, the arm is just kind of like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's actually moving as he's trotting up the driveway, and I say to him, "You cannot bring that in the house." I go, "No, drop it." And for about 5 seconds, we have a real stare down.
Sure.
You know,
where
I have to say to him, you know, "Clink, no, drop it. Drop it." And then he finally realizes he's lost the battle. And it's like the mouth opens, the thing falls on the floor, and I go, "Inside. Everybody inside." As soon as I shut the door, he starts going crazy because he knows that I'm going to try to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, throw it out in the woods.
Now I've got the CSI gloves on. What I do is I walk to a part where they can't see me from the front area of the house.
Right.
I walk all the way to the side. I'm standing up on this, like, stone wall that we've got built. It's quite an erection. It's this thing we've had erected on our
probably something front yard. Clink might be experiencing at that
so,
moment.
I'm standing up there, and I just go as far as I can. I turn to my left, and I go, almost like I'm throwing a frisbee.
Right.
I go... And the thing just goes on, and I hear it clunk in the woods, and I think, cool, no problem. Now, I'm not so dumb that I don't think he's not going to go immediately try to find it.
Right? No, he's got to be able to sniff it out. Right.
So I come inside, I take off the gloves, I give them a cookie. Meanwhile, all he cares about is getting back outside.
It's right? His greatest prize.
That's all he cares about. Mm-hmm. So finally... I open up, because he keeps begging to go outside. I open up the sliding glass doors in the backyard where we have a fence, and I let him out in the backyard. And I'm watching the thought process now, because he realizes he's in the yard, and he's checking everywhere. He cannot find it. But somehow, he knows that it's out there.
Yeah.
So he comes back inside. He's dejected. He's laying down. He just looks depressed. I go through my regular stuff. By now, it's, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours later. And I said, "Okay, who wants to go outside?" And by this time, I've forgotten about the goddamn thing. I mean, I've been up. I've got my workout in. I watched Regis. Mm-hmm. I had some coffee. I did everything. I let the dogs outside. I get on the telephone. I get on the computer. I come downstairs 15 minutes later. And there he is, right on the front porch, just as happy as a pig in S. And this time, not only has he found the original leg, he now, I guess, has gone back to the original deer carcass.
Man.
And he's got himself some type of sack. The only way I can describe what he had,
it was
obviously a deer bone that had attached to it, almost like, how do I describe this? You know, on a turkey, you know that little bag of stuff inside?
Right. He's got some organs.
Yeah, and anyway, now I have a gag reflex. I mean, when the dogs get diarrhea and stuff.
I'm having a gag reflex just here.
I can't handle this. So, I mean, and when I open the front door, I smell now what he's chewing on.
Oh, God, that is so gross.
And Meanwhile, the little one is just sitting there. The Max, the little dog.
Right.
And
learning.
This is why I just think dogs are so smart. The little one looks at me, and the look that he gives me is just like, hey, ass. Well, you think you're going to throw that thing like 20 yards, and he's not going to find it?
Well, or go to the original carcass, too. Which
yeah, you think he's not going to, he's not going to figure this out? So then what I got to do is I say, okay, same thing. Everybody inside. Everybody inside. I go back in and I get the CSI gloves out again.
Yeah, you got to throw that crap out into the woods again.
And what I do this time is this is not meant to gross anybody out, but it's just
going to. There's a warning. It's going to.
It's just true. What I did was I got a garbage bag and I reached out and now I almost upchucked when I had to scoop up whatever the innards were.
The sack.
Okay. Now I didn't use my bare hands on this. I got a dust pail. Okay. I was with the
scooping it.
Was scooping it up, putting it in the bag and going, ugh, tied this thing off. And now I'm thinking, screw recycling and screw whatever God's plan is for this world. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go in the woods. And what I'm going to do is like find a gigantic, either pile of leaves or one of the things I'm going to do is here's my thought process. I'm going to throw this bag, this hefty trash bag up into a tree. Okay. Because that way.
Somebody's thinking too much.
Because that way, my dog ain't never going to find it.
So, you're going to have, like, crime scene investigators. Tell me somebody who's going out for maybe a hike and comes upon that and decides to take a peek inside isn't going to have a meltdown.
Well, this is all very close to my house.
Oh, right? My God!
So I get outside, and now the dogs are inside. They're barking. They're going crazy. And I'm tossing this thing up in the air. And I cannot get it to land on a tree because there's no foliage in the tree. There's no brush. It's winter. They're all just branches. So I go, screw it. Oh. You know what? What I'll do is, here's what I finally end up thinking what I'm going to do is, I just put this in the back of my truck, and on the way to work today, I just, like, open the window on the way to work and just throw it out on the side of the road. Okay? So as I'm trudging my way back to the house, I swear to Christ, I don't know where I am. I mean, I can see my house. I'm not that far away, but I'm not tracing the steps that I had taken. As I am walking back.
Josh!
As I'm walking back, I feel one of these. I'm just walking. It's like leaves and leaves, and I've got this hefty bag, and I've got the CSI gloves on, and I'm almost puking anyway.
Right.
And it's like, I feel.
Stumble on something?
Yes. And I found the bonanza.
The carcass?
Yes, I did.
Carcass. I used to have a neighbor in my old neighborhood that used to go, carcass.
Yeah. So, this is a first for me. I mean, everything for me now is new, now that the Frida's not around to handle things.
Right.
What I did was I went back to my house, and I got a shovel. I went to the spot to where, and apparently they'd really been having a feast on this deer.
So it's been there a while.
Pretty
chewed up.
Because it was about the size of two turkeys.
Okay.
About what had been left. And there was still part of a leg there and some other stuff. So what I did was I dug a hole and, you know, thought like I'm being good fellas and very carefully put my bag.
I'm not getting the lime this time.
Put my bag inside, and then scoop the other stuff and put that inside, and then covered it. Now, it didn't make a very deep hole. It was a shallow grave.
Kind of dug through leaves, probably leaf cover to get down there.
Yeah, I mean, and the ground was not exceptionally hard. It's been raining a lot, so I don't know. It's maybe a foot deep. Okay. So I put the dirt back on top, and I put the leaves back on top, and I think, all right, what a crappy job, but boy, I'm proud of myself because I've handled the situation, and more importantly, I've not done my first idiotic thought, which is just drive down the road, you know, get to someone else's neighborhood and just toss it out the window and say, well,
where
what
the kids
frick?
Will find it.
Right. So, but here's the end of this.
Yes.
This was at approximately 10:30 this morning. I'm getting ready to come into work. It's 12:42 p.m.
Right.
I'm on kind of a Rain Man schedule. I leave the house at the same time every day, let the dogs out at the same time every day. 12:42, it's time for me to let the dogs out because they have 8 minutes because I'm going to leave the house at 10 minutes until 1. I let them out at 12:42. When I called them back at 12:49, The little one, Max, came running up like nobody's business. Like, hey, Daddy, here I am. Look at me. And I hear from the woods. And guess who's got the hefty bag in his mouth? Clink.
Oh, now, he's a little better at digging than you are.
Now, I swear to God, I dug a hole. Now, I didn't dig a 6-foot hole.
You made it more fun for him.
I dug a 1-foot hole.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom line of this pep talk to start today's show is what I did, and I am not proud of this, deal with it. I brought the big SUV in today.
Mm-hmm.
I put the bag with the deer crap in the back, and what I did was on my way into work today, right off the side of the road, right by right off Hunter Mill Road.
Hey, that's a good zip code.
Very close to the Reston Petting Zoo.
Oh, they'll know what to do with it.
I pulled my car off.
Honey, what is in the bag?
I pulled my car off on the side of the road, turned on the flashers, opened up the back end, and feigned like I was looking for something back there.
Uh-huh. Oh, it accidentally just slipped out and left it on the side?
And waited until it was all clear.
Traffic was clear.
And took the bag and did like one of these... One thousand, dude, overhand, and whoosh, and I just see it go off, and it was like, screw it, I don't care what Frida would have thought, I tried a million times to do it the right way, I swear to God, I got rid of it, I buried it, the dog freaking found it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't actually throw it into the petting zoo, right, because my kids go there, I don't want them petting anything.
A little bit traumatic, it's like, what's in the bag, oh my God!
I think it's two turkeys, but it's bleeding.
No.
But that's what I ended up having to do, was throw the stuff outside my car window.
But just a part of it, so that means there's still, even though they're two turkeys, there's still a little carcass out there.
You know, if
some carcass left over, because all he brought back was the plastic bag. So I'm sure he's going to go out. The next time you let him out, he's going to go out and find some more food.
I know. If Clink finds it one more time, you can get it published in Reader's Digest.
Oh, you just got your SUV cleaned up recently after the dog accident.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, was there any bouquet as you were driving?
The bag didn't leak or drip or anything.
Here's the great...
It's not leaking and dripping and nothing.
Here's the great thing about those Christmas tree air fresheners.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Jack, I mean, you really could have had someone who's been dead for 3 days and had him in the back of the car. You get enough of those Christmas tree things going,
right?
That's all you smell.
Huh? Anything that takes care of some of those cabs, we'll take care of that.
So anyway, that's, you know, I realize that part of my job is to tell you what I do every day. I did not realize that, you know, yesterday I would tell you that I put on a Superman suit, or a Spider-Man suit, which
that was
really,
a good story.
Really wasn't that exciting. But this I thought was goddamn exciting.
This is
exciting.
More Steve Irwin-esque. Mm-hmm. This is more Jack Hanna.
Hey, Wild Kingdom.
I think the next step would be a burning.
Yeah, burn the critters?
Sure.
Yeah, burn the remnants.
It would smell great.
Have a cremation. Oh, can you imagine that?
Well, actually,
part of it might smell a little bit like, steak.
Yeah, but the rest would smell like burnt hair.
Should have seen me, because I was totally not, it was 12:48, standing on the front porch.
You got into trouble when you get the, I like the burying idea. Mm-hmm. In fact, the burying idea, because really, what are you going to do to prevent a dog from going back to that spot again and again and again? Unless I would have buried it like you did.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, he cut right through that. He knew where the spot was.
But then the funniest thing is I'm like, because I've forgotten about it. I'm like, come on, boys. And then I see him coming up around the corner.
He's got the bag.
And just the bag in his mouth. And he's running up like, hey, this is a great game. Look what I found.
Yeah, it's a
like,
game.
Like Easter for him.
I found the deer leg. I found the deer leg with a hoof. And the toenails that I'd been chewing on.
And this is going to be the first time, because don't you have deer carcass all the time around there?
Mm-hmm.
Those deer drop like, they really, I mean, there are a lot of them, but they're dying all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don.
How'd that feel? Huh?
See?
Didn't that hurt?
No.
Yeah, you bet it did.
What's the big deal, Mike?
Way to try to fake me out.
It's a big deal.
I don.
No big deal.
Hi, Mike.
I like you.
I don.
Nothing.
Hi, Mike.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I want you to stop for a second and think about why it is that you decide. What do you got there, John?
I have a note. I have a note with my picture on it. Uh-huh. It says, did you write on the picture sign? I love this guy, Billy Big Voice.
Oh, he just wrote you, right? He just wrote you a note.
Yes, that's
nice.
Lovely.
That's what he wrote.
That's very nice. That's very, very nice.
Always been very fond of you.
Man, I feel like a dead deer in a bag.
Bag of deer.
I feel like a bag of deer meat.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don. Yeah. I'd be careful letting the dogs out there, and I'd be careful walking around in the woods back there. I don't know if you guys have mountain lions on the East Coast, but...
Oh yes, we have tremendous we have tremendous mountain lions.
A lot of cougars
in Reston, Virginia.
Hey, gentlemen,
I
got news for you. You do have those.
Yeah. I know
you have mountain lions in that part. I mean, they're everywhere.
And hippos.
Hey, you know what? Down in Florida, when I was coming from the airport,
what?
Do you know seriously this first sign I've ever seen? They have panther crossing.
Really?
Yeah, they actually have a sign that says panther crossing, which, you know, with the outline of the panther and which are panthers or cougars, same thing, mm-hmm. basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very
good. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Big Voice. Okay. They do.
Hi, Don.
It doesn't bother me.
It's a different tone.
No, it's not.
Totally different tone.
Hold on.
You know what? It's a different guy.
No, it's not.
It's
the same guy. It's a totally different guy.
Hi, Don.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an impersonator. Hi, Mike. That's the original right there.
Come on. Really, think about it. Why is it that bothers you so much?
Why does it bother you that bothers me?
I just want you to think about it.
And I want you to think about why it bothers you that it bothers me.
It doesn't bother me that it bothers you.
Do you enjoy it that it bothers me? Tell the truth. Think about it. Take your time.
Yes, of course. And isn't it the same way with you? Anything that bothers me makes you happy?
Most of the time.
Right? See, Mike and I really...
It's what gets you through 20 years on the radio together.
We really only can communicate like this when we put the think music on.
I know.
This is when we can cut through all of the white noise out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, the real reason that you don't like the high mic is why?
Because it brings you so much joy.
Well, that's why we have the think tank.
And that means you'll continue to play it.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, now you're going to play the guilt card on me. Now I know what you're going to do. Wow. Now you're going to say, because it brings me great joy, I don't want you to feel great joy. Now I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I know that it's been a rather fascinating opening segment. I really do. I do indeed. And I got a card out of it. I got a card out of the deal. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing before we go to break. Nope, you're going to have to pick that one up, Rob.
Hmm. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Free FM.
Oops. Jesus, sure would you stop it with that?
Hi, may I speak to Beth Ann, please? Is she not on the air?
Oh, no.
What happened? Is she okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So she's in the office. What's that number?
Hi, Mike.
I thought her show was on from 3 till 6. You know, I was talking with Mike before the show today, and as it turns out, neither one of us called Beth Ann or emailed her last night.
Yeah, just I don't know. It's tough to do.
I kind of walked Mike through my thought process. Hi, Robbie.
She is not on the air because today there's a financial show. But we can call her in the office if you like.
That, I think it'd be a much better call to call her.
She'll probably
in the
be
office.
Calmer.
Okay, but I want to do the BlackBerry thing first because I'm dying to do that bit.
That's fine.
So we'll do that, then we'll call her.
Perhaps there'll be a message.
We had debated calling Beth Ann because we had her on the show yesterday during her own show down in the Carolinas, mm-hmm. and it was a super show.
it was indeed
a lot going on.
A super show. But here's the thing. I am very fond of Beth Ann. I think she's fantastically talented. You know that.
As am I.
Got home last night and thought, well, maybe I should call her and say, you know, what's going on. And then I had a drink. And then then all of a sudden, the thought of calling Beth Ann just was like gone from my mind.
And I think I kind of alluded to the fact that I thought about maybe emailing her last evening. And I took care of that probably in my first 15 minutes of driving home.
Yeah.
It's just totally different when somebody leaves.
It is.
It's different. It's a different thing. It's, you know, the fact is she's gone.
Is he?
She made the choice to leave, and we were not delighted with that choice, but she is gone, and now it's like, what do you say?
Rearview mirror time.
What do you say?
Well, when we called, see, Beth Ann had been our producer for a couple of years, and she left to go be the program director and the afternoon DJ of a political station down in the Carolinas. So yesterday was the first chance we had to have someone in North Carolina turn on the radio and let us listen to what our former beloved producer, I mean, our former, she is beloved,
yeah,
mm-hmm. what she was doing. And, as I said, it was super. And we ended up, we wanted to speak with her, and she took the call live on the air.
We were surprised.
We were surprised by that, and she sounded a little flustered. I mean,
very flustered. As flustered as I've ever heard her, and I've heard her flustered in here a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the greatest segments I think I've ever heard. You can hear it on the podcast. If you go to freefm1067.com, you can hear it on the podcast. I know that because last night my kid calls me from college and says, "Hey, Dad, did you know that you guys are podcasting now?"
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, again, nope, no idea. And as it turns out, I guess that's what was on the podcast yesterday. Was
That highlight.
And that's what was on our website as well, at right. DonandMikeWebsite.com. So I guess my long-winded point on this is that it's not that I felt guilty about calling Beth Ann yesterday, because she still is a friend of ours and we are checking up on her. It's just that what we heard, but I think I said the reaction was kind of like hearing the Dick Clark tapes for the first time.
Yeah, it was disturbing. We have to be honest, it was disturbing.
And that's kind of what I was thinking then when I was sitting there having that drink last night. I was thinking, now if I was a friend of Dick Clark's, would I call him like on New Year's Day to say, "Hey, buddy"?
Yeah, what the hell were you thinking?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I was just sitting there thinking. I was a friend of Dick Clark's. Would I call him up? No, I wouldn't call him up. Well, now what if, and then I thought, well, that would be like, what if I called the studio to say Dick Clark's doing a great job and they put me on the air with Dick Clark? Mm. Well, that's not really applicable, so that doesn't really work. And then I started thinking about, I don't know, a crack in my ceiling or something that I was looking at.
So much to think
about.
But
you had that thinking music to it with you the whole time.
Yeah.
Which is appropriate.
Now I look, now that Frida's not there, I look at the house different, like,
right.
That's a crack. Should I do anything about that? Is the house settling, or one day am I going to come home and is it going to be like the house that fell on the witch in the Wizard of Oz?
No. During this period of thinking, did the cowl ever come into your mind?
Oh, did I think about the cowl nonstop last night?
I thought you might. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Went on the website, looked at the pictures of it. It's pretty.
You know, strangely enough, when I was thinking about Beth Ann and the whole thought process I was going through later on that evening,
yeah,
I began thinking about Cobbler. Then it stopped just like that.
Okay. That was the most outstanding opening segment.
Yeah.
You can send that right to the Radio Hall of Fame.
Put it in the 57 Chevy.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.